Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. A battle is brewing on Capitol Hill over funding, the federal government, and the Affordable Care Act is front and center in that fight. Let's get the latest from Jennifer Habercorn, a Politico Pro. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's get a little bit of background. How did the ACA get into the middle of a fight over funding for the government?
You know, the health law seems to just be so controversial that it manages to work its way into negotiations over every major piece of legislation on the Hill lately. In the last few years, we've seen it part of, you know, fiscal cliff conversations and other funding measures, and it's here again. I think the biggest factor this time, though, is that 2014 is so close, and particularly October 1st, when open enrollment will start. That's less than 2 weeks away, and Republicans feel like this is their last best effort to try to stop the law in some way.
And what is the, there is a measure tomorrow, make sure I'm correct here, to fund the government through, I believe, December the 15th. We call it the continuing resolution. How would that impact the 2010 health care law?
That would completely defund the health law. It would stop funding for the legislation. It's unclear exactly how much damage it could do because some of the health law is funded through different streams of the government. But it would be damaging, and the Senate Democrats have said that they will absolutely vote this down.
So it's still probably will pass the House, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so as you noted, it's going to pass the House, it's going to go to the Senate, and so in the Senate, if the Democrats aren't on board, then it fails there?
It'll fail there. Senate Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said today that it is dead. He said the word dead twice, so it's officially
just to
dead.
Make it clear.
Exactly. From there, it'll go back to the House, and that's what's going to get really interesting is how strongly House Republicans are going to push for this, because they could get their legislation through the House, but do they really want to try to defund the health law at the risk of shutting down the government and being blamed for that? So that's when the House will consider how they're going to respond, if they're going to keep the health law in their negotiations over government funding, or they could decide, let's do this clean, let's fund the government, and move our fight over the health care law to the debt ceiling, which is the next major battle on Capitol Hill.
So even if, again, to clarify, if it fails to attach to the continuing resolution, as we look at extending the federal debt ceiling, you could see the same debate come back again.
Absolutely, and it'll probably look very similar. The debt ceiling debate is not very far away. It's still before 2014, and Republicans, will probably make the same argument in that this is one of their last best attempts to stop the law before it goes into effect.
And again, when you mentioned 2014, you're talking specifically about January 1st, where the health insurance exchanges and the Medicaid expansion in the states that are participating, that's when those kick in.
Exactly, and Republicans feel like once those benefits are in effect and once consumers are seeing the exchanges and potentially seeing tax subsidies and cost sharing, that it's going to be hard to try to repeal those.
Okay, as you noted at the beginning of our conversation, the ACA has figured in many policy debates. House Republicans have voted more than 40 times to fund all or part of the law. There was another hearing this morning where Republicans were talking about their concerns about the law's Navigator program. Yesterday, the Obama administration announced a series of steps aimed at preventing fraud as the ACA is implemented. What do you think is the cumulative impact of this steady stream of criticism of the law?
You know, so far we've seen some of these Navigator groups express concern that their moves are being highly scrutinized by critics of the legislation. And I think we're going to see them be very cautious once the law rolls out, when they're trying to sign people up. But also there's a public image to keep in mind, too, in that, if you're sitting at home, you don't know very much about the law, but you want to find out about it, you might be seeing some of this concern over security and personal information, and it might be just another thing that kind of keeps you away from looking into something like this.
Thanks so much, Jennifer Habercorn of Politico Pro.
Thank you.